Hey guys, how you doing? It's Mark here from 30 Plus Men's Fitness, and I hope you're doing great. And I want to welcome you back to what I believe is my 7th podcast. Don't quote me on that. I'm sure you'll find out officially when you log on to iTunes. And unless you've been living under a rock recently, you'll know that 30 Plus Men's Fitness is about to embark on a slightly new venture. And in combination with one of my great friends, boot campers, an awesome dab hand in the kitchen, Andrew Reynolds, we are about to launch our own No Worries Curries digital product to you, our followers. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about how this concept came about, okay? But first off, I'm going to introduce Andrew, who is my partner in crime and basically is the clean curry chef. Andy, how you doing?
I'm okay, good, thanks.
Good stuff. Just got to say, guys, I'm sat here at Andy's and he's just given me the strongest coffee ever. Okay, so if you think I'm a little bit more lively than normal, that's the reason why. He did me a cafetiere, and what I didn't know is that you're not meant to drink at all. So I basically ended up with a mouthful of coffee beans or something like that, mate. Anyway, it makes for a good laugh. So, yeah, before we get into it, as you know, we've got a new page set up on Facebook, 30 Plus Men's Fitness, No Worries Curries. And we're here basically today to talk about the concept, to talk about what the product contains and exactly why you as over 30s men are going to absolutely love this. Okay, guys? So first off, Andy, we were having a conversation in the gym probably now about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And you were telling me about your passion for cooking. So just to tell our listeners and our followers, tell me about how this passion came about. How long have you been cooking and what got you into it?
Probably been cooking since probably the age of 11, maybe, something like that. Just generally, really, I hope my mother's not listening, but basically she wanted the best cook in the world. So the minute I had cooking lessons in high school, I just started really cooking my own food, if I'm being honest. And it went from there, really. You know, and I've been sort of cooking ever since. You know, great influences. People like my grandparents introduced me to raw ingredients and things like that. And, you know, that's really how I got into it, really.
Great stuff, my friend. Now, I know that you mentioned how you actually got into curries and cooking curries was your dad.
Yeah.
AKA yeah. Tomato Head.
Tomato Head.
Okay,
yeah.
So how did the name Tomato Head come about for your dad?
It was that come about really from one or two of his mates. The old man, basically when he had a few pints, his head would glow, for want of a better way of explaining, but that's what would happen, and the nickname sort of come from there really, so it stuck. So.
And he was a fan of a curry?
Oh yeah, a couple of nights a week really. Going back in the days, you know, in the 80s when men were drinking every day of the week, basically, after work. My father's a bricklayer, it's finished, straight down the pub, 10 pints of beer, and a madras, biryani, a couple of times a week.
Sounds perfect to me, mate. Sounds perfect.
No problem, like, you know, yeah. That's him.
Excellent stuff. Well, you know, guys, I mean, what I found really interesting was when myself and Andrew, like, literally we were just in a just finished a boot camp. And Andrew's one of my clients, and we were literally just talking about, you know, what our passions were in life, and I was talking about fitness, etc. And he was just talking to me about how he absolutely loved cooking, and he was, you know, excellent at cooking curries for the reasons he's just explained. And obviously, with myself running a business, and I'd say quite sort of entrepreneurial-minded, when I asked him, can you make healthier curries, and he said yes, kind of like my ears pricked up, and I thought, well, over 30s men and curries, it kind of fits together very, very well. Let's face it, we all have a couple of beers and we all have a curry now and again. I think the majority of you listening would agree with that. And, you know, when I sat down with Andrew and he said that he could make curries easier on the waistline, I said to him, well, show me what you can do. And, you know, there could be something in this. So basically, we got a load of ingredients in, and I actually filmed and watched Andrew make a number of dishes, which if you follow us on our Facebook page, or you get my emails, which I send out 3 times a week, you would have seen these dishes. You would have seen me raving about them. But not just me. We got a load of samples done, and we actually took them in for our local boot campers based in Cardiff and the Vale of Glamorgan here in Wales, in the UK. We took them for our clients to sample, and the reviews that we got back were just incredible. And I said to Andrew, you know, look, buddy, we could be onto something here. Like I said, most over 30s men love a curry, but let's face it, if you think about curry, you kind of associate it with maybe too many beers, the sort of place you end up late on a Saturday night, and it's not good for the old waistline. So I thought, well, if we can create something, we can create a product which is going to provide you with healthier ways to make a curry so that you can really enjoy them guilt-free and know that they're not going to put too much of a dent in the waistline, then wouldn't that be a great thing to do? So we went away, and I said to Andrew, how many sort of clean or healthier recipes do you think you can create? So he told me around about 25. And then we also discussed creating a product and putting maybe 5 or 6 sort of unhealthier, or we call them dirtier, kind of Saturday night versions in there as a little bit of a bonus that you guys could enjoy, you know, with a couple of beers. But I mean, let's face it, a lot of people find eating, we want to call it clean or healthy, they tend to think that it's just all sort of chicken and veg, chicken and broccoli, etc., etc. And I found that on some of my 21-day plans, the guys are looking for variety. And so, you know, we've created this product with 25 healthier dishes in there for you, which is going to give you loads of variety. And you can eat whilst, you know, trying to be healthy. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask Andrew what makes our curries different to anything else out there, but also what makes them healthier? Why are they easier on the waistline for us? Andy, over to you.
Okay. Initially, I would say generally in a restaurant as such, your local curry house, you'd be looking at of ingredients. Vegetable oil would be predominantly used to make all your curries and base gravies with. Lots of sugar involved in there as well. Right. Also, a lot of things like condiments you would never think would be put in the curry. Things like tomato ketchup,
really,
HP brown sauce, mango chutney straight from the jar, so it's just basically loaded with lots of sugar.
Sure.
Worcestershire sauce, lots of things like that. So, you know, it was a case of trying to obviously remove them and substituting with other things, really, like natural products, like, you know, tomato, obviously.
Yep.
Things like jaggery gore, which is unrefined cane sugar.
Yep.
Which, you know, we discussed that really, and, you know, there's a lot of health benefits
associated
with that.
Sure.
So, just, you know, look at it in a new way, really, new direction, and just trying to clean things up in general, really, using healthier things like butter ghee.
Yep. You know that we love butter at 30 plus men's fitness, guys.
Yeah.
Also, coconut oil.
You know, I have to be honest, I've tested certain dishes on family, friends with coconut oil and butter ghee. And to be honest with you, the only thing they said was different, you get a little bit more of an oilier curry with butter ghee. But
Sure. Taste-wise,
no different. So in my opinion, it can only be a good thing, really.
Fantastic. Well, like I said to you guys, once we decided to go ahead and you know, create something for you, I actually spent a number of days here at Andy's house just filming. And, you know, of course, I had to sample each dish. And, you know, I probably ate my own body weight in curry over a couple of days. Well, not really, but I had a bloody good go. And, you know, this isn't just me being biased, but if I have a curry from a restaurant, as much as I enjoy it, or I have a takeaway curry, quite often I feel quite groggy afterwards, even if I don't have a beer. It's almost like a little bit of a hangover feeling, kind of, you know, if I was to overeat, you know, too much bread or, you know, lots of processed food with a lot of sugar, I'd feel very sort of groggy the next day. And what I found is, even while sampling these dishes in the day, I had coaching in the evening, I had training in the evening, and I did not feel groggy, I did not feel sleepy, I didn't feel bloated, and I didn't feel lethargic. And, you know, I filmed these and I witnessed everything that went into them. And obviously, there was no vegetable oil, there was no sugar, no sunflower oil or anything like that. You know, Andrew was using all fresh produce. and like I said, with coconut oil and with butter and things like that, and still keeping it restaurant style tasting. And again, this isn't just coming from me, this is coming from a lot of our boot campers that have sampled the dishes. So obviously we've spoke about the way Andrew creates them, but he does have 25 what we call no worries curries. And I just want to stop there and sort of say why we use the word no worries. We were actually going to go along with the clean trucker strap line that I've been using for a lot of my 21 day plans recently, but in hindsight I felt that clean trucker was probably a little bit too niche, and unless you're in our gang, so to speak, or done one of our programs, then you're probably not used to that language, and you might have been thinking, well, what are these curries for just truckers in their 30s that have a shower every night? And we really wanted to appeal to the masses. We actually put this out into our members group and said to the guys, look, help us out here. We've got 150 members in our online plan from all over the world. Said, you know, what do you think about a name? And actually, there was a couple that popped up. One of those was Guilt-Free Curries, which we actually really liked. And I think we were quite set on that initially,
yeah,
weren't we, mate?
Much, yeah,
we
yeah.
sat down and we were quite set on that. And the other one, and I've got to give a shout to Greg Tyndall for this, who's one of my online clients from London. He said, what about No Worries Curries? And it was a name that kind of grew on us. Like I said, we were going to go for Guilt-Free initially, but then again, just in the thread we'd created in our Facebook group, a couple of lads said that Guilt-Free seems a little bit kind of Marks and Spencer-ish, and also guilt shouldn't really be associated with food, which we thought was excellent. And then in hindsight, looking at the No Worries Curries, we kind of thought that it was kind of in keeping with the language that we would speak to each other. It's kind of laid back, it's kind of relaxed, and it's kind of, I think, sort of appealing to the man. Like I said, without going into guilt and things like that. I mean, at the end of the day, we want you to enjoy the curry and we don't want you to worry about the effects to the waistline, because like I said, they don't. So we came up with the concept No Worries Curries. There are 25 dishes. And in our product, we film the creation of each one. Okay, that took a lot of time, but I'm happy to say we did it, because unlike most recipe books, and even in fact my current Lean for Life recipe book, which just has the ingredients, the prep, and the picture, we've provided you with a video. So if you're anything like me, you can't cook anything more than an omelette, then this is totally foolproof. It's just going to guide you for everything so you can see exactly what we use in each dish. So with that in mind, with 25 dishes, Andy, mm-hmm. how the bloody hell did you create 25, no worries, clean, guilt-free, whatever you want to call it, curries, which are going to benefit our followers?
Oh, God. Well, yeah. Well, the knowledge I got really is just is basically doing the same sort of curries as well you would find in a restaurant. It's taken me years to get hold of battering takeaways and curry chefs, and you know, talking to other people who love curry, and just practicing, keep doing it, and then just, you know, experiment until you come somewhere near it, the taste of what you think a dish should taste like, really. So, you know, that's taken me many years, actually, you know, a lot of experimenting. And then once you get your recipes down, really, it was just a case of, like I said, sort of omitting some things completely because you just can't substitute them.
Sure.
Or just substitute an ingredient for something else, and, you know, just employing clever tactics to get the right result, really.
Tell us about your favourite curry. Tell us about your favourite curry to create. Obviously, a no-worries style, which we can enjoy, you know, without any effects to the waistline or, you know, sort of detrimental effects to the waistline. Tell us about that.
Right. My favourite one, really, I'm going to tell you, it just takes back to my childhood with tomato heads. It's just, I love a madras. I always have done. Oh, you know, it was the first curry I tasted. It blew my brains to bits, but, you know, I went back every week with my father and kept eating it. And it's just stuck with me. It's quite simple to make, simple flavours, but really I find it really tasty. You know, that's my favourite personally. That's what I like.
And you can create that madras with butter ghee or with coconut oil, right?
Yeah, with either really. Yeah. And I've done so. To be honest with you, with a madras, it should be oily anyway by nature. That's the makeup of the curry itself. But you won't get that with coconut oil, but you'll still get a good tasty curry. I've had both ways, and I like them both.
Actually, I remember that. We actually, that was one of the first dishes that we filmed, and we did two madras, right? Tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, we did the traditional madras, what you would find in your local restaurant, and another madras was a recipe. It was I sort of found by someone else, which I thought I'd just throw in anyway, just for a bit of variety, really.
And what's the difference in that second madras, just for the guys listening in?
Second one, really, so it's not really traditional. It's just more, well, if you like, fresh ingredients, like fresh tomatoes, fresh green chilies, instead of using chili powder and stuff. So not much, but slightly different. And it's more body and texture to the curry itself.
And I can tell you guys that I've tasted both, and they were both fantastic. So going to the opposite end of the spectrum, because, you know, for me, I enjoy my food, but, you know, you're the curry expert. Now, I've been for many a curry in my time, and, you know, for me, it was always about a boona or maybe a korma. I know they're not so clean. We'll talk about the korma later. You know, sometimes stepping up to a jalfrezi. But I've got to be honest, during the time filming these dishes, you've basically introduced me to curries I'd never even heard of, ever. You know, like, literally, and I've been for a few bloody curries in my time, and actually, I think there's a few that quite a lot of people wouldn't have heard of.
Yeah.
You know, and even when I was sending the videos over to our technical team the other day, I was thinking, God, what is this one? What is this curry? So tell us about two or three curries that potentially, even, you know, our listeners who maybe enjoy a curry quite often, maybe not have heard of. And tell me how you created them, what gave you the inspiration for them?
One I could think of is a murg masala, which is basically made with fresh keema mince, which is basically shish kebab meat as well. They would make your kebab sausages, if you like, or they would sort of make in a tandoor oven.
Okay.
But they take that raw meat and they add it to the curry and they make it with everything else, all the other spices that goes into it. That's not so familiar. It's more of a sort of specialty on a menu you would find. A nariol would be another one.
I remember filming that. That was delicious. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's one really I spent, because I'm a gas engineer by trade, I spent sort of a few years sort of working away, and that's sort of a curry I seemed to stumble upon all the time when I was working away in England. So, you know, that's more of like a coconutty type sort of dish.
Yeah.
Which is quite tasty, but a few people really haven't heard of. I'm trying to think of another one.
What's the other one? The sagwala gosh?
Yeah, sagwala gosh.
Tell me about that one.
So it's, a lot of people know it as green curry, especially in England.
Sure.
That's basically just predominantly sort of pureed spinach and coriander. Bit of an acquired taste. It's quite citrusy.
Right.
It's not to my particular palate personally, but again, not many people have heard it. And really, it's predominantly a lamb dish as well. So
right.
That's what I would say about that. But yeah, you know, there's quite a variety on there, but it's just curries I've come across, and I thought, I wouldn't mind making that, actually. So
absolutely. So, you know, in the product, guys, as well as, you know, your kind of jalfrezis, your boonas, etc., vindaloos, there are, you know, like I said, curries that I've never heard of, and we just wanted to give you, or Andrew wanted to give you, as much variety as possible. Now, just going deeper into the product, I said to you that we also had, you know, 7 Saturday night, not so easy on the waistline curries. And, you know, guys, let's face it, you know, as 30 plus men, we all like to go out and have a few beers and enjoy a curry, like I've already said. And, you know, whilst you can eat the majority of these curries as part of being on a healthy living plan, let's face it, we don't mind the odd dirty one, okay? And maybe you're entertained on a Saturday night, or you just want to cook up something for yourself and the family and maybe have a couple of beers. Andy has put in what we call 7 Saturday night dishes. Tell us about a couple of them.
Okay. You've got the classics in there. Chicken tikka masala is one that hits me straight in the head.
Right.
You know, it's not the healthiest, really. But like Mark said, really, if you like a Saturday night, treat yourself and the rest of it. We all love, well, I do. I like a chicken tikka masala. There's things like korma. You know, and there's some of them, really, there are only one or two ingredients. You know, if you could remove them or substitute them with something, you could put them in the clean section, really.
Tell us about the korma, because I know there was a lot of guys in the online members group were saying, can you make a clean korma or something like that?
Yeah, well, a korma really is made with single cream. And I have been experimenting with that, so using coconut milk instead of cream. There's caster sugar in there.
Right.
So and trying to sort of substitute that with jaggery gore, actually.
Right.
But the taste isn't right just yet, but I'm still working on it. So there's one or two, really, maybe we can get in the clean section. But the, what I would hope and like is people who make them tell me what,
yeah,
can we try this, can we try that?
Yeah.
And then hopefully you come up with something, you know, well, yeah, we can do that. And again, we've got another clean dish, really. So, you know, I'm hoping people can sort of guide me as well, because I'm no expert. The nutrition I know of that's healthy and good for you and all the rest of it is what I've gained through yourself, really. So I'm just looking for advice from everyone, really, in all quarters.
Yeah, I think this really is just the first of quite a lot to come, guys. And, you know, I said to Andy, I think Andrew was a little bit worried about putting it out there. And, you know, once we got myself and all the other guys at Bootcamp to sample, who all regularly enjoy a curry, then I just said to Andy, look, you know, you've got to have faith, you've got to believe in yourself. I'm putting my stamp to it as 30 Plus Men's Fitness, which I like to think has got a pretty good reputation. And, you know, we just wanted to get it out there for you guys. So, you know, if you do buy the product and you sample some of the dishes, please, please just give us as much feedback as possible. Because I think, you know, this is a passion for Andrew. And, you know, he likes to spend as much time in the kitchen tweaking and, you know, working on new ideas as possible. And to be honest, you know, he's a real perfectionist. The fact that we have gone out of our way and recorded a video for each menu, for each prep, to be honest, that wasn't an idea of mine. That was all Andrew pushing that. And had we not done that, the product could have been out weeks ago. I know a lot of our members and people that listen to the podcast and people that listen to get my emails have been emailing, when's it ready? Come on, come on, when's it ready? But, you know, we wanted to really make this product different to anything that we've put out there before. And we have really gone that extra mile just by filming the preparation of each dish so you can see everything that goes in it, okay? So just moving on, Andy, we're going to talk for about another 7 or 8 minutes if you're cool with that, buddy.
Yeah.
If not, don't worry, I'll try and keep you going. So people are asking about sides, side dishes,
yeah.
Naan bread, yeah. Onion bhajis, rice, etc. Now, just before I let you get into it, okay. I mean, most of the clean curries I would just have with some greens. It's absolutely perfect for that, you know. So if I'm, you know, eating clean, I'm eating healthy, which is pretty much 85-90% of the time and always throughout the week. There's a couple of times you give me loads of curries to go home with. Yeah. I just cook up some broccoli, some green beans, and then my curry's going on top of that.
Yeah.
But what else can we offer in the book? What else do you suggest? You take over from here, buddy.
Like you, I go a bit, obviously, during the week, if I do have a curry, same thing, it's always on veg, stuff like that. Cauliflower rice is the obvious one, which probably everyone knows about. I'm trying to look into that, really, how I can sort of make that a bit more interesting, really. So that's going to be a future thing.
Just in case you don't know about the cauliflower rice, tell them, because I know it's very popular in our group, but right, it might not be for the listeners.
Well, cauliflower rice really is for people who want to substitute rice, basically, in their food. I've only tried to cook it once so far, and I'm not a particularly good fan of it, really, if I'm being honest. So really, that's where it comes from. It's just a case of blending up cauliflower and cooking it whichever way you can to make it sort of taste like rice, I suppose.
But, right.
I think you need to add a lot more to it for it to get anywhere near it being palatable, for me personally.
Okay.
But that's something I'm working on. But sides, really. Difficult one with sides. Just simply because, you know, like onion bhajis, for example, it would be deep fried in veg oil,
right,
and all the rest of it. But, you know, I have managed to get that clean. And
talk to us. Tell us about this.
Yeah.
How?
Well, it was just omitting one or two little things and changing it. And instead of cooking them in big tennis balls, really, it was just a case of making them into patties and sort of, you know, I wouldn't say shallow frying, but
right,
a bit more coconut oil than what you would normally use.
Right.
And frying them slowly and low, on a low heat for, you know, 15 minutes in a pan, really.
Right.
And getting to that stage where they're cooked inside as well as out. And to be honest with you, they come out really well, actually. I was quite surprised,
yeah.
So it's good.
So, I mean, you know, we are, you know, by doing that, it's like you said, it's not going to be totally clean. But it's going to be easier on that waistline than if you're going to a restaurant, right? So
it's the thing, it's coconut oil, so as far as I'm concerned, I drink it by the bottle. So I don't mind putting a quarter cup of oil in the pan to cook a couple of onion bhajis.
Yeah.
So,
well, we all know coconut oil is great. So
it's things like that, I mean, and then you get into things like mint sauce, there's a reason why you all love them. It's because they're loaded with sugar, and that's the problem, you see. So you can get something somewhere near it, but once you take the sugar element out, unless you substitute it with something, it's never ever going to be the same for me. So
yeah,
it depends really what you want out of it. Like, I don't mind having my mint sauce without sugar.
Right.
I know I'm not tasting what I would taste normally.
Yeah.
But I know what I'm eating is healthy.
Yeah.
But it still tastes nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, but things like mint sauce, it's in the book. If you want to use it on Saturday night, go for it.
Brilliant. So we've got all that as well.
Yeah, mint sauce in there. Things like mango chutney in the restaurants. They don't make it themselves. They tell you they do, but they don't. It's all showers. It's all from containers. All, you know, sugar loaded. Again, so, you know, it's up to you. If you want to use it on a Saturday night. And that's all I would say, really. I mean, you've got things like chicken tikka marinades. Again, you know, I'm coming from what we call BIR, which is British Indian restaurant style of cooking.
Right.
All the marinades there, I think, are made with Patak's paste. Now, there's one or two they'll make their own. They'll probably make their own Balti paste like I do. But Patak's is the manufacturer they use for all their marinades, basically. So I'm trying to devise a way now to come up with things like chicken tikka masala sauce, but where I can make my own paste so I can not use Patak's paste.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously you've got a cleaner product then. But what people have to bear in mind as well, we're not throwing the book together, but we've done it in such a short, compressed space of time. I haven't had that much, you know, I haven't had much time really to really look into each recipe to get it clean. Like, you know, but again, that comes back to people as well now. Hopefully,
feedback
and coming back and seeing what they think they can do as well.
Great stuff, mate. So we're going to talk about another 5 minutes and then I'll wrap up. So if you get my emails, guys, and by the way, if you don't, then you could subscribe to my email list simply by going to www.30plusmensfitness.com and just entering your details on the homepage, or you can do that again at www.30plusmensfitnessplan.com. Enter your details on the homepage. You'll get my daily emails. Now, if you do get my emails, then I sent out an email earlier in the week called One Secret Ingredient. And apparently, so I'm told by the expert here, Andrew, he says he's not an expert, he is in my eyes and all the lads. Apparently, all restaurants, all people that make curries, use what Andrew calls a base gravy. Now, I didn't have any clue about this, any idea about this. And when we first came up with the idea, I was saying to Andy, look, you know, you're going to have to tease people on the page, put some recipes up. And he kept saying to me, Treggs, I can't because they don't have the base gravy and they're not going to be able to make it without the base gravy. And I was like, what is this base gravy? What is so magical about it? And, you know, basically Andrew says, like I said, every restaurant has their own with what they think is the best. Andrew has his own, We're not going to give you the ingredients here because obviously we want you to buy the product and get it then. And it's something that Andrew is, you know, fine-tuned over time. Tell us about the bloody base gravy, mate.
Right. Well, base gravy is what separates every curry house in Britain, really. They'll all have their own one, as you said. And, you know, they're all very similar, but they're a little, you know, sort of ambiguities between them all, really, with little things sort of in there that's not in others. My one, I sort of learned through trial and error, really.
Right.
Copying some people's, asking curry chefs and all the rest of it, really, and what goes into that and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And they tell you that what they're putting in there, but they don't tell you everything because they don't want their secret.
Yeah.
Giving up, basically.
And that's
so,
what we've got in ours.
But, you know, I'm of the opinion, I don't mind sharing because at the end of the day, it's taken me years to get all this information. Yeah. It's just...
And we want to get out there. What's the benefit from?
People want to cook curry, but, you know, each curry house will have their own separate one, is what I'm trying to say. And that's what makes a curry from restaurant A taste different from restaurant B.
Sure,
And it's just down to pure preference what the curry chef thinks is right for his dishes for the end result, really.
And guys, you know, we show you how to make the base gravy, everything that goes in it, because you do need this for every curry, right?
Yeah, 99%, I would say, really. I'm trying to think of Targa Dal is probably the only one off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I believe that, it doesn't use any base gravy. So, you'll need it for the predominantly all of it. But the good thing about this book, gives you the gravy. And the recipe in there, you'd be, you know, between 10 and 14 curries you can make out of that.
Yeah.
So you can make your base gravy, you can freeze it and then take one out, defrost it, and you're good to go. You can make the curry from there. Or, like I do, is make the base gravy on a Saturday, then on Sunday I'll cook 10, 14 curries and I'll freeze them all, and then they're good for weeks.
Yeah, I think that was what the key was, wasn't it? It was having the base gravy prepared.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I said to you when you're a little bit concerned about the amount of time, I think any of you guys that are going to be buying this product, you will not mind, you know, spend a little bit of time preparing. You're obviously into your cooking, or your partner's into cooking, and they're not going to take you forever, but you have to get that base gravy right, and obviously you'll be getting that ingredient in the product. So we've come to about 30 minutes. Andy,
it's
been an absolute pleasure, mate. And I'll tell you what, I'm really enjoying working with you, sampling all the dishes. And I'm really excited about this Saturday, the 17th of May, 7 p.m. UK time. We're going to be releasing, you know, our first ever digital product. It's going to be the first of many. From what Andy's telling me, we potentially could be doing a Chinese style and also an Italian style eventually. But first, we want to get the curry style out to you. You'll be able to get your hands on the product, like I said, by subscribing to my email list. You'll be getting a link on Saturday night. Or you can simply follow us on the main Facebook page, which is facebook.com/30plusmensfitness. And or the new Facebook page, which is facebook.com/30plusmensfitness. No worries, curries. Now, the digital product, as I've said, contains 25 clean recipes, 7 not so clean. You get the recipe, the picture, the ingredients, everything, even down to the utensils that we've used, okay? Like, literally no stone unturned. You get the product. It's going to be £22. That's UK. Now, if you're one of our members, we're going to give you a £5 discount code. So all you need to do is make sure you're on our email list to get that, okay? And you'll be able to get it for £17. We open the doors for purchase on Saturday night at 7 p.m. We've had loads of interest in this. And on Saturday, I'm really excited, not just about seeing how it goes, but I'm going to be spending the afternoon with Andy. We're going to be cooking up some curries, or Andy's going to be cooking up some curries, and I'm going to be posting the pictures to the Facebook pages, going to be getting some emails, some videos out, everything just to build the excitement for that 7 p.m. launch on Saturday night. Now, we really think this is going to add so much value to those of you guys that really enjoy your curry, and we're really excited to get this out there and get some great feedback from you all. So, guys, I'm going to wrap up here. I just want to say, you know, from myself and Andrew, thanks for listening. Keep locked into the pages. Make sure you leave us a comment. And be ready for the launch of 30 Plus Men's Fitness. No worries, curries. This Saturday, 17th of May at 7 p.m. That's all from me for now. I think I'm going to go and sample some of Andrew's curry. And keep on trucking. And we will speak to you very, very soon.